Blog Talk Radio.
Get all the fathers of the world stand up and be fathers.
mothers, who are the right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. So we're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely gonna be all right. Then we have the daughter, watching her mother. Later, she's gonna be a mother, and she'll have her own sons and daughters. It don't just stop there.
Yeah. How everybody doing? We finna get ready to get this show on the road. I wanna let everybody know though. Today is my anniversary. Yes, sir. 31 years of being married, about 41 years of being together.
Go with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I was made in Chicago. I got paid in Chicago. Out of town getting counting profusions of mouth, and it's not just Chicago. Been to Perry, LA, NY, the A to me, they are great. But they not like Chicago. When them Texas poetic niggas turn into bitches like Chicago. I'm Ella Mahalo. Pay hits, them hitters, it be at your address to see you tomorrow. They calling me Zara. She got some explaining to do, your boo calling me Frankie Ricardo. I be free on shorty, all I need is more weed, I get money like Marlo. My name is Louis, but they call me Tony, the god of Chicago. Got drillers for hitters, some real cool ass niggas that ride just like Tyra. The away ain't no almost, to live and die in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders, do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. They say you can make it anywhere if you make it in Chicago.
Alright.
So don't take offense when I speak about murders and bitches, etc. I'm just speaking Chicago. The media people just eat it up, but really we want Chicago. Niggas be frontin', they moon on, they can't even come to Chicago. Ain't they from Chicago? Murder cabbie of America, no murder rate like Chicago. My city influenced my country, can't get away from Chicago. They ask me, Lou, where you gon' leave? No, I'm gon' stay in Chicago. I'm the heart of Chicago. I go high for Chicago. Get pop in my city, get popped in my city, Tupac of Chicago. But I'm still alive though. Turn OIT pyro. Don't you come to Chicago. You get lost in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Do a slide when we ride up. Stand saddle, get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we ride in Chicago. I smoke dope with the riders. Go slide when we ride up. fast, I don't get fired up. To live and die in Chicago. Green light is a go. If I tell them to blow, I keep that metal close. That's how we fight in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Once again, I want to thank y'all for joining me on the Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. How y'all feel tonight? Quite a few people that came on a little earlier than that. I don't know. Somebody must have some shit to start. I don't know. I hope so anyway. I ain't got a whole lot to talk about, but I do have tomorrow event to talk about. We're supposed to be having some visitors coming up from Michigan. It's locked in, and some just coming to probably get locked in. I don't know how many coming. I don't know. We had some guys say they're coming from Memphis, Mississippi. I don't know who all coming, if they got any locked in, but it would be nice if they do come. I think we're going to enjoy that because tomorrow is promising us a day like we ain't had in a long time. All the masks can come off if you're vaccinated, but that's anybody's choice, whether they want to wear a mask or not. Yeah, you're on the outside, just don't get too close to people. You know, try to still stay safe. So take it easy one day at a time. And everybody try to stay healthy and enjoy themselves. I'm going to be putting alone over there. My little golf cart, I took it for a test run last night. And that sucker putting, boy. So I had got a tune-up kit for it. I don't know what the hell I did with it because at the time I got it, I was going in and out the hospital. Wasn't able to stand up there and mess with it. So I called myself putting it to the side somewhere. Hell, I can't remember where the hell I had it. I had it came with the spark plug, the filter, the oil little seat that go in the breather and the breather filter. And I don't know what none of that shit is. And it's too late. It's too late to try to get another one right now. So tomorrow morning we're gonna pack up. We gonna load it up. If it shut down on me, I'll just put it up on the trailer and stay in place. But I wanna say it again one more time. Today is my 31st year anniversary of being married, and I've been with the woman for the lady for a total of 41 years. So I think that's something to celebrate. Either I'm crazy or she crazy, you know, because I don't know who put up with who shit the most. I think I did all of putting up with the shit, though, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is, you know. I was just sitting there taking that shit all the time. All the time, just letting it pass by, staying on in there. But, hey, it's been some years and it's been worth it. And then tomorrow, come to my tent. You get a chance, come on to my tent. We're going to be out there doing some cooking. And also, tomorrow is my birthday. I'll be down at Oldest Dog. I'll be 62 tomorrow. So I'm catching up with Dog. He ain't going nowhere. He thought he was going somewhere. I'm going to catch his ass just like I'm going to catch him maybe ever get caught by Mudbone and get that ass from him. But yeah, tomorrow my birthday. I get out to the track, I'll be 62, so y'all better look at me now because I'm a young man right now. You understand me? Uh-oh, got a hand up. Okay, let me bring him on in here, see what he got to say. Y'all know this fella. Hey, man, what you want, man?
I just wanted to wish you a happy anniversary, man. And then happy birthday. Man, I'm saying, I haven't been here all day. You young man, man. Where was it, dog, you young punk?
Yeah. Well, I'm younger than that motherfucker, I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing too much at all. Oh yeah, man. I think tomorrow gonna turn out to be a great time for us, man. I really do.
I think
it's gonna be hot.
Hey, look. I think what I'm gonna do since you're too old to get birthday next to, I think I might go on and get 62 goddamn water balloons and just pass them out.
Oh, God damn. Now, that sounds like some shit Crook Letter say, man. You must have been talking to Crook Letter. That sounds like some shit Crook Letter say, man. What the fuck? He didn't call you and told you to say some shit like that?
No, sir. I thought about it all on my own.
Oh, God, though.
Sir, hit you with the water bottle, the water balloon.
Man, with friends like y'all guys, I don't need no enemies. I don't need no enemies, but friends like y'all. So you gonna try to get your car out there, man?
I don't know, man. I've been having problems finding the trailer. I tell you what, I bet you I'm not gonna sweat it. If I find a trailer, then we deal with it like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the fun regardless
whether
I had a car or not. And then again, I might
Yeah, me too, man. I'm. Yeah, I heard that. You can drive it like I used to do that old. Like I used to do my 78 Z in that 84 I had. I used to drive them out to the track and get busy, then drive back home. Get on the highway road.
Excuse me, kid. Yeah. No, I want the deal up. Yeah.
Hey, man, who you talking to, man? Meet your mic, man. Meet your mic. I'm going to talk to the people. Oh, okay, okay.
So I ain't
got to
do that in the morning.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Thank you, lady.
Yeah, where everybody at, man? Where everybody at?
If they doing anything, they doing that last minute
prep
for tomorrow.
Yeah, they probably out there. I've seen a couple of them did some shakedowns last night. They filmed them and they walking around their car taking pictures saying, "Hey, I'm ready for the mob." People showing pictures of the cars already in the trailer loaded up. And, man, it should be a pretty nice event tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, we got a hand up here. What's
going
on,
Eddie?
Pistol Kid?
Shit, nothing
much.
Man,
how you doing, bro?
You're doing pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I'm buying a few Band-Aids and some gauze and shit. Some Preparation H tomorrow.
Oh, man, what you doing with that, man?
Just in case somebody might need it.
They ain't got to try to go to
Walgreens or CVS, and then I have it with me in the trunk.
I know that's right. Well, as soon as you come through the gate, you can start looking for Mark. And when I see him, I'm gonna scuff him right on up.
Oh man.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm also bringing a case.
Oh man, not the whoop ass.
Oh yeah. Oh man. I'm gonna try to get there early, kid, so I can I'm gonna try to get me a spot along that fence to set them tents up and stuff, man, if I can.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it might be
when I get up over here, man.
It might be cool if you pull up. It might be cool if you pull up behind the pink bleacher over there, Eddie.
Yeah, that's where I want to be, but I gotta have room to set my tents up and my grill. Yeah,
right.
If I can't, then I'm gonna have to go back down there by the 8th mile.
Yeah, man.
There's going to be food going on everywhere out there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mark, you got Kid echoing, man.
Mark talking on Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, he got to be on it because he got a ragged-ass phone, and he want to go get another phone. He just want to get... Yeah, man, I'd have to go back there sticking people up for a phone, man. He bought a phone, and the phone stopped working the next day, and they told me he ain't got no warranty, man. He had to send it in and all that kind of stuff, and they can't give him no loaner and all that kind of stuff, man.
Oh, man. Shit.
Yeah, they treated me like dirt, man. I've been a customer with them.
Hey, man, if that would have been AT&T, you know what they'd have told you, Mark? We sending you another phone right. We gonna send you a phone right now. All you gotta do is when you get the new phone, put that one in the package and return it.
Send it back. Yeah.
That's what AT&T would have did.
Well, I'm damn sure going with a new company when this bill is up on 18th. I'm gonna take this phone and throw it as far as I can throw it.
Yeah, they did too, bro. No, you don't throw it far as you can throw it. You send it back and you get your another one for your warranty.
Yeah.
You can always buy you some carrier pigeons, Mark.
That might be an answer, man. The way this phone service, man, these people treat me like a stepchild, man. I done talked to supervisors, managers, and all of that. I said, I've been a customer with y'all 6-7 years. This is the best y'all can do? I said, okay, we ain't going to worry about it no more. I bet you that.
I heard that.
like on this show here, I can talk to you. If I don't hang up,
all right, I'm back, y'all. Where y'all at?
Just sitting here talking. If I
had to go and answer that.
If I don't hang this show up by at least a quarter to 10, at 10:05, it's automatically going to cut itself off, and I ain't going to be able to get back on the show. Crazy.
Ooh, wee, what's that noise right there?
I don't know. Got me.
Yeah, man. You sound terrible, Ma.
How about now? That ain't better?
Seems like it might be a, little better. Still echoing.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
See, y'all have about a good 10, 12 locked in grudge races, don't they?
Yeah, somebody, I think I heard Sean say 16.
Oh, okay.
I'm a little suspect on this.
Yeah,
man. Because all them with the Warriors. Once it got warm and now it's time to, to pay the captain. The winning national people have.
And who they hammering on something? You got to meet the mic. Somebody over there hammering on something. Hey, well, Mark, you know it's going to automatically be some people no shows and punk outs paid off, but let's just hope it be a minimal.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanna hope it be a minimum, Jack. Hey, Leroy.
Yeah.
You got some noise in the background, man.
Okay, I think you're going to catch me.
Okay. Let's go back out there. I'll wait till you get mute your mic.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, man. All right, y'all.
Boys must be loading up
the kids
tonight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We loaded, man. We ready.
Yep.
We loaded. What's up? We're going to come out there and try to do our thing.
I think Joe Gates will move around about 10 o'clock. I think I saw that.
Yeah. That's up. All right, where everybody at? Who on here want to start some mess? We know if somebody on here want to start this last-minute mess.
Oh, man.
Who looking for who? Yes, sir. Who looking for who for tomorrow?
You must be trying to pull a truck out the bushes.
Man, you couldn't pull a truck out the bushes with a tow truck. You can put a hook on his ass. He ain't coming out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. He better not think of bringing a scandal out there.
He already
stopped making excuses. He stopped making excuses last year. Talk about, I got somewhere to be on that day. That was last year, man. Man, I already knew he had somewhere to be.
Yeah. A full 365 days, huh? A full 365 days, huh?
He was back in December at least, yeah.
Hmm. Hmm.
6 months ago, tell you. 6-7 months ago. We already told our guys where to be on that day. Where you got to be, Chuck? Man, I got to be where I got to be. Yeah, man. And you know what I told them, kid?
What's that, Ed?
I told them what you got to be is be safe, motherfucker. Just stay in the bushes and be safe.
You got a point, though.
Yeah, man.
I think quarantine is
Chuck
coming over out of Detroit.
Yeah, I heard. Ain't that who Sean's supposed to be locked in with?
I think so.
Man. That man gonna bust Sean's head, I hate to say it.
James Black.
They talking about it at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. I don't know, though. Sam might have been in, pulled a rabbit out of his hat. He can't never see, he ain't seen him since last year. He can't really say what's going to happen. He might even pull a little rabbit out of his hat. Yes, sir. I hope he have anyway. Yes, sir. I wonder how tight they gonna have that tractor mile with that heat.
Yeah, well,
whatever
it is, both cars got to go down the same track. This is whoever best.
That's right.
At getting down the track.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They better have slicks on.
Shake and Bake, he's supposed to be coming over.
He already told me. He said, man, you got to leave me at least 10 plates. That's what he said. You know he's going to eat at everybody's tent. He ain't going to miss a tent.
I heard that.
He ain't going to miss a tent, boy. And then still, and when he leave, he's still going to have about 5 plates. That boy can eat, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that boy can eat. Man, I wish I had a list of the lock-ins. I can throw them out there. They say Jeremiah supposed to have a few lock-ins. I know one of them.
Yeah. Man, you got a couple lock-ins.
Vic. Yeah.
And, Three Lug and Zay supposed to run.
Is they Three Lug got his car fixed?
I guess.
Oh, that's right. No, he ain't going to know. No, I don't think Three Lug got his car fixed.
Okay.
They know tomorrow, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two little car is fixed.
It is?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that ought to be a good one, that is.
My man, make sure you get the running board to him. My man. Hey, sorry about that.
That's all right, man. Just keep on chasing two-time posters. Go ahead, man.
Now, that
sounds
like some crooked ass shit right there.
That sound like some crooked ass stuff?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I don't know what to say about that. You know, we just said Crooked Letter name too much. If he was on this line, he hung up by now.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Make sure that track is
all
right.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. where all these folks at, man, because, you know, we ain't going to sit here and echo with each other all night.
You're right about that. I can look at this basketball game.
Well, what do you think about the Lakers and
bounced? So what?
What do you think about the Lakers getting bounced yesterday?
Yeah, they got their ass pulled out.
Hey, man, mute your mic, man. I'm going to hang your ass up.
I want 8 Bluetooth headphones for
$20. Leroy. Hey,
Leroy. I heard LeBron was at Cabela's earlier this morning getting some fishing gear and shit. You know, I don't know.
Oh, hold on.
I'm all good and clean. I guess I'll go in there and get me about $40 of gas. I'm all good. Might as well get you enough till you get over into
shake them down. If we have a good enough shakedown, we're going to have to stop pointing fingers.
Oh, man, not the finger pointing.
Uh-oh. Yes, sir.
It will be trouble.
Uh-oh. Did I hear Uncle Larry on here? Thought I heard some belches.
Run in this gas station, give me some gas. I'll be right back. Come on, mute.
Yeah, Mark is on mute, y'all. He is on mute. Shouldn't be no echoing now.
I think Ray Scott Vaughn locked in with somebody.
Oh, he was locked in with Jeremiah too, I think. Yep, I know one of them locked in definitely with Jeremiah.
Uh-huh.
I think they supposed to be racing at Monte Carlo. Oh, yeah. I think they're supposed to be racing at Monte Carlo. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Let's see where Leak and Leon be over.
Oh, no, I guess Leak and Leon
be over. Leak and Leon be out there. Let's see. All right, y'all, where y'all at? Y'all want to come in and do some discussing things? Come on in here. We got all these people on the phone. Nobody want to hit the one button. Me and Kia, we will shut this motherfucker down. Oh, we got a hand up,
yeah.
Now, Kia. That's
What up, Andy?
2668. What's going on?
What up, Andy?
What's up, Leon?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you can't hear?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, we can hear you.
No,
oh, okay.
No.
Oh, yeah. 773-7469, who we got?
Hello?
Yeah. 7469, your mic open.
Big Eddie, you say, do you want to do some disgusting
What's going down?
Things, or do you want to discuss some things?
Because
I want to do both of them.
I want
to do both of them.
Well, just get started,
What's up,
bro.
Leon? What's your rotten ass?
That's okay. I can't be too rotten. You talking to me.
Yeah, because I love you, you chocolate chip eating bastard.
Damn.
Not the cookie monster.
Shit, money.
Yeah,
not the chocolate
yeah.
chip cookie monster.
Yeah. What's going on, gentlemen?
Nothing happening.
It's about that time.
I'm gonna bring me a little grill with me tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you might well bring a little grill. You gonna bring them little pops? You might well bring a little grill.
Hey, show
make
him.
Everything match.
I told him.
Make sure everything match. Hey,
I got
hey,
a low,
hey,
money. I got a
that's right,
up
money.
Too. Hey, let me tell you something, Leon. I ain't looking for shit. I'm going to have some cold cuts. It's going to be hot than a motherfucker tomorrow. I don't want to be these
hey,
that
why I said, that's why I said I'm going to eat me a good breakfast. Eat you a good breakfast. And and that's going to help you. That's going to help you. I'm going to fight that heat off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I ain't complaining about it because we've been waiting on this, so I don't need to complain about it. Cheers.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
swear.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna complain.
Money,
I ain't saying nothing. What the good Lord doing?
I'm supposed to have three, but I don't think they're gonna do no. They ain't gonna do too all much right. of nothing. So we're gonna wait
oh,
to
okay.
see, man. Cause it's still kind of tight on my end.
Yeah.
But I got to make sure I'm there, man. This, what my man say on the Lincoln Time to Kill. This the one we've been waiting for. This the one we've been waiting
yes, sir.
For.
Yes, sir.
Ain't gonna be a cloud in the sky. Ain't nobody rain dance gonna work.
Yeah, they gotta come on with it.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be some strange things happening tomorrow.
Hey, y'all go ahead for a second. Let me ask this other line.
Yeah, get some shit together. Get this old grill together.
What is that leaking? You got to make up for your darling.
Get the old grill. I'm just making back to bring that grill. Which one I'm going to bring? I don't know what I'm going to bring. If I bring you gas grill, you going to burn gas. I got some charcoal. I need to use this charcoal up anyway. So I'm going to bring a charcoal grill. That's what I'm going to bring. Just bring some of this light stuff I like to.
Yeah. Hey, kid, did you
yeah.
do any well-being checks? You do any well-being checks?
No.
For all them Laker fans.
I'm telling
all
you, man.
All them Laker fans, you do a well-being check?
No, but I saw on Facebook where LeBron got them stopped at Cabela's this morning getting some fishing gear.
Oh, yeah.
So goddamn, he finna dip out into the Pacific Ocean.
Oh yeah, he out there fishing. Yeah, he out there fishing. But yeah, I got a partner that's a diehard Laker fan. I had to call and make sure he didn't hang his motherfucking self.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
And to make sure his ass wasn't swinging from the damn ceiling fan.
You gotta make sure LeBron didn't hang himself.
Yeah, I called his ass. I said, boy, Kobe Bryant rolling over in his grave right now, cussing everybody out. That man hung the phone up on me.
Who was that pulling in the way? Oh. I was going to say, get in the air, right in my damn way.
Yeah. Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever get that? Because I fell off the phone last night. Did the two scraps get themselves together for tomorrow? They going to do anything
tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Tonight? I don't know. I don't know, Money, because... You can be honest, I ain't gonna even lie. I was disappointed. I was really disappointed in Big Shell. I was disappointed in him. He
oh,
locked,
man.
He locked somebody in on the tour. I wouldn't even like to make a joke in.
Yeah, I was on the phone listening.
Somebody told me when they said he locked, what's his name in there?
Yeah, he locked in quarantine.
Yeah.
He locked in quarantine. He locked James Blackman in.
Let me get that. I said, you know what? Listen, if it is left up to me, I'll leave the goddamn car at home. Because the motherfucker locked in. It's locked in who you want to lock in, but you tell everybody else about they ain't locked in no fucking car. You go out of town, you can't say nothing about Rob. They talk about Rob, but see, there's a whole bunch of them follow Rob's step. You go take the money out of town. And people right at home. You don't even want to see that home. They, y'all say, they just clean the house up. You might not clean their backyard up.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know I heard them talking on the phone.
I heard that, and I got off the phone. I said, what the hell? I'm building a goddamn so far here. They scared the stuff goddamn time. Put them up on you.
Yeah,
got a goddamn legal. Just a stock ass
legal. I was on the phone listening, and my phone died before I could plug the motherfucker in the charger. And when I got to try to get back on,
put a gas bill.
The motherfucker wouldn't let me get back in.
Yeah.
I couldn't piggyback off nobody.
Well, stop listening so much. You're listening, motherfucker.
Fuck
damn.
You. Fuck you, you short order cook.
Again, call, man.
Get your greasy ass in the kitchen and fry something.
Hey, Big Eddie.
He on the other line. He said he had to come back.
Oh, okay. Hey, Money.
He said he was listening to you, but he knew you were going to bring your pie biscuit bacon ass out the bushes.
That's all right, Money. That's all right, Money. That's how you
hey,
feel,
Lee.
Money.
Hey, Lee, is you cooking
yes,
tomorrow
ma'am.
On the track?
Yes, I am.
What you cooking?
Ham.
I don't know. He said it'd be a Sunday.
Hello.
I'm cooking ham.
Yeah. What'd you say? Oh, okay.
I'm cooking ham.
I'm cooking money. Lee say
I'm gonna have
cooking.
Some everything.
He's
hey,
cracking.
Big Eddie.
No, hell no.
Hey, Big
don't
Eddie.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Hey, man. You ain't just got to let anybody on your show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I told him about that.
Anybody on, Big Eddie. You know, you cool with me, dog. You know, we stay around the corner from each other, so you ain't got to say any motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
show.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Any greasy nigga that's got an L in their name.
Man,
don't
Eddie got an L in his
show.
Name, man. That's why we jail like
not,
that, man. Damn, I'm trying
letter,
to tell you, man.
Not the first letter. Not the first letter.
Yes, it is.
The first
hey,
letter
Eddie, you
L.
better tell him. You better tell him.
But
that's
Eddie ain't no
we both got the
nigga.
First same name.
Eddie
we both
no
got the first
nigga.
Same name, money. Yeah, his name is Lee too.
But Lee ain't. Yeah. Eddie ain't no greasy nigga. He ain't frying no biscuits. He ain't baking no fries. I said a greasy nigga.
Oh, happy
He's not
day.
Greasy. He's not
oh,
greasy.
The happy day.
Hold on, man.
Hey, man,
let me have this call, man. I'm
I ain't mean to
steal
the show money, but fuck you.
Damn.
That you got to tell him, kid.
I heard that.
Damn. You know, 7 feet guys, 7 feet, 7 feet tall guys to wear dresses. You got to tell them like that.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh man.
You say, Lord, have mercy.
It's gonna be a lot going on tomorrow. Y'all pass on by my tent and everything too, man. Y'all gotta find me.
What you got going? What you got going on at the tent, Big Eddie?
Oh, nothing, man. Just doing a little barbecuing for my birthday and everything.
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to slide by there. I'm going to slide by there. Slide by me. I'm going to have something for you. Damn, goddammit.
Hey, man. I appreciate it, man. I was telling everybody at the beginning of the show, today is my 31-year anniversary, and
oh,
I've been with her 41 years. So, yeah, I don't know who crazy, me or her. It got to be me. I say that. Putting up with the bullshit all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Eddie, you better be cool now. You know I know your wife, Eddie. Be cool, man. I don't want to see it happen to you, man. Be cool, man.
Hey, Lee. She ain't in the house. That's why you talking like that.
Oh, man. Because I can't get around that corner that fast, Big Eddie. And Corey ain't here, so goddamn, you on your own.
Hey, kid, watch this.
Yeah.
Louis, who you talking to? Oh, okay, I just wondered.
Yeah, right.
Now, what you say, kid?
Yeah, right. Ain't nobody in the basement but you. You ain't bullshitting me.
Hey, Lee, did you hear that?
We might get some of the high heel shoes thrown at your ass.
Yeah, hey, man. You don't know yet, but Leon know how I do. Leon know, Chuck know, all of them. They can see me in action. They know what's up.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Is it right, Leon? Where you at?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey,
I'm ready now,
sir,
baby. I got to goddamn go to the grocery store and go grab that goddamn meat, the chocolate chip cookies. I might make me a German chocolate cake tonight. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I see.
Yeah, grab them little shot glasses of Dr. Pepper.
Hey,
get the little shot glasses.
I got cooler full of them.
I got a caramel cake and a lemon cake.
Yeah.
I
want
I might make a German. I don't know.
Yeah, I get both of them, a caramel and a lemon.
I want the lemon.
Yeah.
Oh man.
And I get plenty of pies.
Yeah.
And one pie.
And not
the sweet potato
and,
pie.
And you can have these two nuts.
Oh,
hey, money.
Oh,
hey, money.
Man.
Hey, money. Hey, Money, you ain't got to tell everybody what's up under your dress now, so don't do that, Money.
Yeah, that's what's up under there, too. These two nuts, I sure got them for you, and they ain't German chocolate either.
Hey, Money, won't you let these people talk about some racing, man?
Macadamia,
we don't want to hear your shit.
Big ones, macadamia nuts. They're
listen
big
at them. Listen at them.
Hey, don't you give Big Mark none of them sweet potato pies. Give Mark something that
he's going to
fuck with.
Hey, Money. I don't know what the hell you talking about. Shit.
Don't give Big Mark none of them sweet potato pies. Give him some angel food cake.
I stood up over that hot ass stove, opening that oven door and it. Goddamn, all them hours, you're goddamn lying. Everything for sale.
Hey, man. Don't get Mark one of them, man. I'm worried about his health. Don't get Mark one of them, man.
Just give it to you, huh?
I'm worried about his health, man. I need Mark to be healthy.
Just give it to you?
No, I don't. Hey, man, this summertime, I don't want no sweet potato pie.
I got caramel cake, lemon cake.
It's summertime. That's a wintertime dessert.
What about the caramel cake and the lemon cake?
I take that lemon cake though.
I'm gonna eat sweet potato pie anytime I can get it.
No, that's a winter treat for me.
That's a winter treat. Chillin' is one for me, but sweet potato pie, if I'm around, I'm going to get it.
I'll take one of them cakes and one of them gallon buckets of New York vanilla ice cream.
I can't knock you. Yo, that's the way you do that. I can't knock you.
I'll take one of them cakes and one of them gallon buckets of New York vanilla ice cream, and I'm good.
Man, where could you find New York at? I ain't found no New York in a long time, man. Where could you find New York vanilla?
Food for less.
All right, I'm gonna go look.
And they got it in the gallon bucket.
And they say New York vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to take you up on that. I'm going Sunday. But I can't eat a lot of ice cream no way, though, you know. But I do like
all the
cake,
part
so
that
I'm
you can't, God take it.
All right. Yeah, man. That's a monstrously beautiful day for us, man. Day we've been waiting for.
And the drag racing gods are shining down on us because it's going to be a bright day. No clouds in sight.
It's going to be a bright, sunshiny day.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right, you drive.
Everybody got their golf carts out there. Make sure y'all bring a tow strap. Unless my golf cart stop working tomorrow, y'all can come pull me back to the trailer. I'm going to look at Amazon right now, see if I still see that kit I ordered. As long as I see, I'm going to have to order that kit again. I don't hear Mark, but I'm hearing some echo. Mark, have you got your speakerphone open or is he on mute?
I'm on mute. Going back on mute.
All right, yeah, there's somebody else on speaker there. Miss up.
Yeah, baby. I gotta have me some homemade hamburgers.
Up,
I don't want no patties. I'm gonna make me some homemade hamburgers tonight.
Yeah, I had thought about that too, Leon. I said, fuck it, I gotta go with the patties.
Nah, I'm going to the store when you get done. I'm going to the store and I'm gonna give me some hamburger meat and I'm gonna make me some homemade hamburgers. I don't want that patty. It ain't all that good. No way. Then when you cook it and shit. It shit hard, it turns hard. I don't care how you cook them damn patties.
Yeah, you gotta damn sure know how to cook them.
That ain't the same meat.
Yeah, you're right.
And hamburger patty shit, that's not the same meat because I cooked some hamburgers, homemade hamburgers, and that shit was way juicy and swollen up and all that. That flat shit, you can't flatten it, you just got flipped.
Yeah, you gotta flip them when you can't cook them.
If you wanna talk to somebody and you wanna talk to them about the meat being different, you have to talk to Lee about that.
Why?
No.
Because he know about that shit. He know about that shit. He a fucking chef. He'll tell you what if you're gonna get 70-30 and that shit gonna be greasy, or if you want a chuck. Or if you want real ground beef, and if that little fat motherfucker don't know nothing else, he know about cool food. He know about the kitchen.
Oh, man.
If he don't know shit else, he know about the kitchen. That's who you need to talk to. Man, I don't too much like ground beef.
I tell you what, money.
Ground beef
we
is greasy. Get you some ground chuck or some ground sirloin.
We all have family reunions and shit. And you got a good family reunion when they cooking them burgers, they making them by them hands and digging them fingernails through it and putting all that salt, pepper, season salt on it and barbecue sauce playing around.
Oh, yeah, that's
some
good shit.
Man, them something to swell up. Then these folks now, these days, the first thing they go grab is them damn patties, go in the store and grab a box of those. You know that ain't going to make the shit on the sound.
Yeah. You got to get that good ground beef. I get that ground chuck or some ground sirloin. That way that shit ain't all that fucking greasy. That sounds pretty good.
I'm loaded, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Bruce gonna get up tomorrow. We're gonna go sit down and eat us a good old breakfast. And down to the island, we're gonna go. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna make sure I have me a motherfucking. If, like Lee say, he cooking. If he don't cook nothing, I'm gonna make sure I have me. I stop and get me a motherfucker some cold cuts or something. I'm old school like Leon. I'm a country boy. Get me some cold cuts and a bag of ruffled potato chips, some plain ones, and I'm good. I'll roll up that salami and bite off of it, throw a couple chips in my mouth. I'm good to go.
Hey, my
shit.
Hey,
I'm bullshit.
Yeah, I'm going to have everything
hey,
you
money.
Need right there.
Hey, money, you ain't got to tell everybody what I be doing with your bad ass.
Hey, Leon. Hey, man, that's the motherfucking road going down south, goddammit. Roll that motherfucking salami up and bite that piece while you're riding and put a fistful of chips in your mouth. Or put that motherfucking bread in that back window and let that sun make that bread nice and soft. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. I roll mine up in potato chips and don't eat bread. I roll mine up in potato chips to keep on going.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, how many races y'all think don't get up? I don't know how many locked in.
Well, I'm gonna just say, looking at that, I like the Sham and James Black race. I like the Battle of the Regals, which is gonna be Lenny and All Mac. I like that race between Gerald and Nick with that Nova or that shoebox. I like the B Finn race with B Finn and Sham.
I like All Mac. I'm looking for All Mac.
Uh oh, that sounds like that goddamn Chemo.
Hey,
Chemo Sabi. What's going on, baby? How you feeling?
Money, where you been at, man? Your wife got her to stay off the phone with a bunch of losers.
No.
Don't do that, Kimo. Don't do that, Kimo. Hey, man, don't do that.
Hey, Money. It's Big Money. It's a bunch of losers, but he stay on the show every day. He be on more than anybody, so what that make him?
You're like Money.
Hey, Money. I can't even talk to my wife for him. Brody, you know, get me in, Brody. Get me in, Brody. Brody, get me in.
I ain't been on.
What that make him? What that make him, Money? Man, so I called me at 5:55 in the morning.
Friday,
me and Lil Will trying to get in, buddy. Friday, me and Lil Will trying to get in, buddy.
I got six sections. I want to put my
business out. Hey, I wouldn't care what you put out there, you understand me? Me and Lil Will trying to get in, buddy. Can you get us in?
Hey, Fun. I hear you locked in, baby.
Yeah, I got a couple locked in, man. But we got to see how it's going to turn out, T-Mo.
What you mean?
We got to see how it's going to turn out, man.
Ain't no rain in the forecast, babe.
But it's a few things out of my control, man. I'm trying to get back into control, so.
Hold it.
I'm trying to show up and show out before I go into the hospital. I got to shake my ass, Timo.
Hold on now. You knew this before you locked in now.
Yeah, I know, but you know, shit happens. Life happens, Timo. Life happens.
Yeah.
Life happens, but we gonna try to do the damn thing, Timo. I'm trying to play, but you know how when your mama or your daddy say, yeah, come on, you're going to be on punishment for the next month. You say, well, hell, I'm outside now. I might as well play because I know when I go home, I'm going to be on punishment. I might as well stay out all night. So I'm getting ready to go on punishment, so I'm trying to come out so I can stay out and play all night before I go back home.
I hear you.
Yeah, Big Sham got James Black locked in, baby. Detroit, us in Chicago. A battle for total supremacy.
Let me ask you this. Is that a real race or is that a, what do you call that, a promotion?
Don't say a fake lock-in. I think it's a real race. I think it's a real race, Timo.
I'm gonna say
Big Sham behalf. Big Sham don't pay lockup. He don't pay lockup.
When do we
race? If they locked in, they gonna race. If it ain't a catastrophic failure, they gonna race because Big Sham don't play lockup. He said he do not believe in giving up no free money.
When do we race? That's what I'm asking.
Oh shit! Now that's a different story. I can't answer that one.
He raised when chemo don't race.
Oh.
Right.
Has race and grand race. What makes you think he needs to promote his race by locking in a fake race?
Where?
Where?
Hey, all I'm asking is who and where.
I'm asking what gives you that thought to make you think he needs to lock in a fake race. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I ain't gonna say it's a fake race. He locked in an expedition.
What makes you think he needs the expedition run? The only thing hurt since they raised it is the man upstairs with the rain, and he had no control over that.
Yeah, because I sure hope y'all don't have your grills out tomorrow.
I mean, but hold on, Kimo. Have you ever been able to stop the rain? Can you stop the rain?
I see your grills.
No, no, I'm saying, can you stop the rain? I'm asking.
Hold on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Last night they had a race over there. It didn't rain the whole day. Half the day.
Hold on, Kimo. I didn't say it wasn't raining the whole day and a half a day. It rained. Okay, well, I'm glad you did. Let's deal with that. Do you want to go out there in 90-degree weather? You don't want to go out there. So, the guys didn't want
to
raise any heat.
Just
let it cool off.
Okay.
Okay. So, they know where they get.
I got another question for you, bro.
I got an answer. Come on. I'm going to try my best to answer all your questions.
When the last time Sensei got upset, man? I just want to look at the video. I ain't never seen the top.
Last time I seen him at the race track was last year. He raced the same day I was out there. He raced.
Who he raced?
Motherfucker. So I believe him in Scrap Ram.
From Scrap Bitch? I can go look at the archives and find that then.
But
hold on.
It doesn't matter what you can look at or what you can look up. The fact remains that he's racing and you not. So what are your room to complain?
I just wanted to go and look at the car, man. I might want to bet
a week
or something, you know?
Well, we know that's a lie before you tell it, so let's go on to the next page.
I want to look at his car, see who he's working with.
Hey, kid, will you handle this lightweight for me? I got a little bit.
I'm just trying to see what he was working with. You know, I just want to go look at the video. You know what I mean? I want to go look at the video. I might want to bet with him or bet against him. Where the video? Can somebody give me the video? The site? What site can I go look on to see this goddamn race now?
Oh, man.
Big Eddie, can you tell me where I can go?
What up, Kimo?
I'm trying to go find that race, you know what I'm saying? I like to gamble a little bit, so I need to know where I can go find it.
I can't remember my Nike. That's been a long time ago.
Ernie Gaddy, are you going? Are you going to the festivity?
Yes, I will be there, Kimo.
Oh, you're gonna take the
yes,
what you call that thing you got over there? The Camaro.
The Chuck Killer will be there in the house.
Are you going to be there, Kimo? Kimo, are you going to be there?
Nah.
I mean, you inquired on whether everyone else is going to be there. We're trying to find out, are you going to be there? You know,
it ain't in my town.
Will your body be in the house?
It ain't in my town.
It ain't in your town. Well, they tell me you don't come out to the ones that's in your town, around your town.
That's probably strange. How did I meet all the players over at 131?
I made a statement. I said, tell me you don't come out to the ones in your town. Now, if you went to 131, don't tell my understanding, that's the first one you've been to like 20, 25 years.
Mm.
I mean, you don't go.
Mm-hmm.
You are the most negative joker that come on here. Could not be having a car ready. That's right. You don't have a car, though.
Mm.
I forgot about that.
That's right, me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mr. Kimo. Yes, sir.
I don't know if the talk show people know that you used to wear a cape at your races. Would you be bringing that cape back out when...
So allow me to ask. Anyone that was around back when Lowe was out knew I had the GS cape? The cape was famous.
What was that cape for, though?
I was flying high. I was flying like a bird in the sky.
Oh, I can fly like a bird in the sky. Hey, I can buy anything, man.
And back then, figured I could buy anything money could buy.
Everybody can find our fault.
That's right.
Casuals have no object at all, Gibo.
You know what? That masculine was going real good back then.
No, that cocaine was doing good for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you was on something. How about you can fly high?
I ain't hear that. Yeah. I tell these guys to leave me alone. All they got to do is leave me alone. They can't get me on what I have done. They got to get me on what I'm doing. Which is nothing. They can't get me on nothing.
Right, what I have did.
That motherfucker said he can fly high. He was on that mountain. You just lied on me, Kimo. I didn't say I can fly. Well, one thing we know you can't. We know all you can do is complain, criticize, ridicule, But yet, you're not doing anything of your complaint. There you go. Worried about who's going to do the prepping for the track now. Why would a person that's not bringing a car, not even coming to watch the car, allow me to ask the question before you start to answer. A person is not bringing, not coming, probably won't even look at it on Facebook, on YouTube, where does that go? Won't even look at the live stream. Why is he worried about who prepping? I'm just asking for a friend.
Hey, Kimo, they say them boys didn't learn something. Somebody came out there and taught them boys how to prep that track, so they ain't had no trouble. Them boys have been learning. And you can hire somebody if you want to. I don't know if they did or not. But they damn sure can prep.
Why is he worried about it, Rick? He not coming. Why is he worried about it? That's all I want. I'm just asking for a friend.
Maybe he might decide to do something in that gym shoe when he want to be able to hook. He want to be able to hook and book.
He already made his choice. His choice was not to come to no track.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah, Big A.
All this man do is come on and criticize.
I could not go a day without getting on your show, Big A.
No, what you really want to say is you could not go a day. What he really would like to say is he cannot go a day with trying to sign for mess. That's what he really wants to say.
That ain't shit to do. That ain't shit to do.
We know, not for you, it's not, we know.
Give me something hard to do.
We know it's not hard for you. We know this in advance.
Hey, brother, you got to admit, though. Kimo done slowed down a whole lot, boy.
Hey, Brad, with that being said, that just show you where he was at. If what he dishes now is a slowdown, good gracious, boy.
It's a slowdown.
Just a slowdown. What was he at?
Yeah, man.
Get out there and you show them boys what that mud bone made of. Hey, but one thing I want you to do, you make that motherfucking stinking ass, no good for nothing ass Negro baby shine your tag, your rims.
Now you want to talk about baby.
What?
Yeah, baby, go. Make baby
I don't want none of that.
He ain't got no time.
Be cool, Kimo.
He ain't got no crew to run with. He might have a bottle in his pocket. Now he good to be a goddamn bottle.
Damn, ain't heard baby or preacher boy on here. Ain't that from?
Preacher boy, correct. I talked to him earlier.
Baby or preacher boy on here, boy.
Preacher boy,
the track,
boy,
track with his car, baby.
Yeah,
baby
yeah.
had the track. Baby had the track. He know it's a ton of dicks out there. He just trying to figure out which one he gonna suck.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
That was
baby
awesome.
Come on me.
Hey, man, baby would have been on mute. I'm glad he ain't on here, man, because you know he'd have been on here now.
Baby somewhere sucking on a bottle or a dick, one or the other.
The long way.
Yeah. He's sucking it the long way.
The long way.
This man right here is a man of pain, boy.
I make you famous.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's my phone.
Yeah.
Don't have
yeah, bro.
Out there, man. Knock his head off.
Oh shit. 9726. What's happening?
What's going on? Yeah.
Hey, Big Eddie, that nigga over there, man. I don't think he go to AA classes, but hey, he always sound like he's drinking a little bit, man. But I know he's sober. You know what I mean? I know he's sober.
Hey, bro, who you talking about?
Hey, bro, Vic.
That you, Vic. I'm talking about you, Vic. I know you sober. He always sound like you be drinking this shit, but I know old Vic sober than a motherfucker. Hey, Vic.
Yo.
Vic, they tell me you got about three. I heard you got about three races locked in. I said, God damn, Vic. If Victor don't slow down, he better.
I'm trying to slow down shit. I'm trying to kill some motherfuckers.
Okay,
what, Timo?
You sounded good sitting up there yesterday, boy.
I think I was looking at some TV.
Only thing a motherfucker can do is either whoop us or we gonna whoop them. That's it. Ain't nothing else to get back to happen.
Got the paper right there.
Yes, sir. Like a show sound healthy sitting up there, goddamn it, running.
You say what, Kimo?
Oh, I didn't say nothing. That was Mudball saying something.
What's happening, Big Ed?
I said that sucker show sounded. That sucker show sound healthy, man.
Thank you, thank you. That's that old Toe Tiger. That old Toe Tiger ready to get in the ring.
That's up. That's up.
That's Toe Tiger ready.
I hear you.
That old Toe Tiger gonna make some believers out for people.
Man, we're going to have both,
boy,
we're gonna have both of the mud bones out there tomorrow shaking them down. Let's see if we can get them.
Are y'all bringing the mud bone? If you don't bring the mud bone out and shake it down, man, I'm going to be on your tail.
One and two already loaded up. Already loaded
okay.
up, baby. All
right.
Are y'all bringing That's both up. Mud bones tomorrow?
Yeah, one and two.
One and two, huh?
Chuck Killer, one and two.
Chuck, good kid. Chuck over there loading the goddamn cars up. You talking about Chuck Killer?
It better not be that Monte Carlo. I'm gonna try him on GP. I don't care if he do fuck me up.
Yeah.
He better bring some out there that ain't thirsty for and go on play.
He gonna do a Chuck click that bitch in high gear on you.
Uh oh. Hey, y'all gotta answer this call on the other line.
Mm.
Did you say something about you wanted to see a Monte Carlo tomorrow, motherfucker?
Oh, shit. He knew something was going on. That's why he went and asked for that other car. My bomb.
Oh, okay.
My bomb.
Hey, I dare one of you motherfuckers to breed a bomb.
Hold on. My bomb. Chuck, you taking that thing out there?
I'm bringing both of my damn motherfucker to move.
We can play tag.
Eddie, where you at?
I'm right here. I'm back.
You said something? I heard you call my name. What's up? You want to get your ass knocked off real quick tomorrow?
I always call your name, Chuck.
Yeah, all right.
I told we call your name. You're a friend of mine.
Is you going to have mud on one or two there?
I'm going to have one and two there. Let's get it right.
Let's knock both of them motherfuckers off right away. What time you want your ass for?
Let's do it.
How much you want?
I don't know, man. We can probably get the runoff.
Hey, Chuck.
We can probably get the runoff
by midnight. Mudbone right now. Mudbone is, you know, Mudbone like, he on that Fair East side shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, when Joe Clark said, you smoke crack, right? Mudbone, you smoke crack, man. You ain't gonna fucking run with no goddamn truck. Mudbone, stop that shit, man. Fair East. Mudbone, Fair East Side right now. You know what I'm saying?
Fair East Side.
Hey, Mudbone.
I'll be waiting
alone
on either one of them motherfuckers to move. Hello?
Hey, Chuck, who you grabbing hold to, man?
Hello?
Who you gonna grab hold to?
Hello?
What'd you say, Eddie?
Come see me tomorrow. That's all you gotta do. Come see me.
He was just taking that pipe out of his mouth. He don't went plumb crazy.
Okay. All right. I'll see your ass.
He's tweaking right now. He ain't know no better. He know not what he's saying.
All I need is a clean pass, Chuck, and I'm in your ass. It's just simple as that, man.
You don't have to do it. Just get it on now. Let's lock this shit up right now.
I ain't crazy, man.
The blue one for Mudbone, and I got the burgundy one for Mudbone. 3,000 for either one of them.
Hello? You ain't said nothing.
You got to say that. I ain't going to be out there all day in that motherfucking heat now.
Hey, we got to shake down, Chuck. The cars ain't been out to the track yet.
Well, get your ass there early.
We got to shake down, man.
Let's do it like 3, 4 o'clock. I'm ready for both of them. Huh?
I'm going to get there early. I'm going to be there early.
Well, you get there and you call me by 1 o'clock. And I'll run both of them bitches at 4 o'clock right behind each other.
Your wish is my command.
All right, Chunk motherfucker, you better call me.
You see, Chuck, man, you see, I got to get up early in the morning.
Find I don't want to hear that shit, man. I'll run both of them bitches at the same time, one behind the other.
One behind the other. You going to hot lap, huh?
No, I'm going to take the blue one and fuck you up with Mudbone 1, and I'm going to take the burgundy one and fuck Leroy up.
Uh-huh. Is that the dream you had?
So should we lock 1,000 in on each one at 4 o'clock?
Fairy tale.
Hello?
Fairy tale.
Come on, man. I got a boat party to go to tomorrow.
You got a what party to go to tomorrow?
A boat party, man.
Man, you can't swim.
I don't need to swim on that big ass motherfucker.
Y'all
you better
call
me
on the
about 1 o'clock. Cause you sound like you backpedaling already.
I ain't got the backpedal, man. I said what I said.
What you
sitting down, and we make some clean passes. I'm be at your
ass. So you gonna call me by 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, because I ain't leaving till 1 o'clock. Tell me if I ain't got to come.
Okay, well, you know, probably best that you don't come. You know, if you ain't got no coming no way. It's probably best
shit,
that you don't come if you wasn't planning on coming no way.
They already in the
jail. Yeah, well, I am too. I am too.
Yeah, but I'm ready to race. All right, I got to go back on mute, man. I got to go back out here. If your punk ass better call me by 1 o'clock, Eddie. Eddie.
All right, man. All right.
All right.
Chuck just got himself in trouble, y'all. He just set himself up for 2 beat down. Timo, you shouldn't be a Chuck like that.
Yeah, that's you and Chuck going at it. I bagged off. I know you're a killer.
Man, y'all got Chuck all fucked up, man. Y'all just don't know. Chuck got y'all fooled like a motherfucker. He might as well be a magician. But he ain't going to pull no rabbit out of his hat tomorrow. He better be wearing a rabbit's foot.
I don't know about wearing no rabbit's foot, but racing they get into.
See, that's the great thing about this game we play. You don't really know what's going to happen to it after.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Louis, don't work so hard on that thing. I might not get a dollar. it might put some pennies in there. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, man, ain't nobody else threw the hands up, Kimo. Where they at?
They got the track.
Yeah, I guess everybody trying to get tuned up for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice, boy, if I could have got tuned up for tomorrow, but just have to tune up tomorrow. I'm more concerned about my golf cart going around the track than that car going around the track. Yeah, man. I bought a tune-up kit for that motherfucker about in 2018, 2019. Had to be 18. And I don't know where that sucker at now, man.
Yep. I'm going to lay it down, Mudbone. I'll get on y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear you.
You should have done lay it down, you troublemaker joker.
All right, bro.
You should lay it down.
I was dozing off right there. All right, I'll give it to y'all.
Troublemaker joker, you're one.
Okay.
All right, bro. All right, you're one.
Well, y'all, for anybody else got something they want to say, man, you know, we ain't got to keep this thing going tonight. I can get prepared for Chuck tomorrow. I can be getting ready to get out there. So hope I see a lot of y'all out there. And we can have that little family reunion tomorrow. I think this is going to be the first event of the year, and hopefully that it be a very, very successful event. And we got many more to come. We got this event, then we got drag event, then we got another event, and then drag got another event. So, hey, y'all want to hold on 1 second? Let me answer this call.
Oh. Hello? 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 Hello?
What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Where the show at?
I think Eddie's still on my other line.
Eddie on the other line? He's supposed to be hyping up tomorrow's show.
How y'all doing?
Who is this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this? I'm trying to...
This is me.
Miss who? Miss Lee?
Miss Lee, yeah.
What up, Polly? What up, Kel?
Hey, kid. I just told you about saying my real name. I'm not sure if I'm a drop Christmas.
What happened?
I just told you about saying my real name, Larry. 10 days.
You planning on coming over here tomorrow? Yeah, I can hear you somewhere. You planning on coming over here tomorrow?
I'm trying to.
Oh, okay.
I'm still at work.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to talk to him. I have to try to get up early in the morning. You know, I ain't going to get home until like 1 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm hoping you can make it.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, I don't want to get back to my house till about 1 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Where Big Head to go? Gonna abandon his show?
He's on the other side.
Oh.
He had a phone call coming in. Anybody coming over there from Michigan?
So what?
Anybody coming over there from Michigan?
Yeah, James Black was quarantined and Shaking Bake said he coming.
Oh.
Yep.
I think they got something going on at LaPierre, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
You still at work, Holly?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't get off until 11:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I won't get home until like 1 in the morning.
Damn, it take you an hour to get home?
An hour and 10 minutes.
Damn.
Yeah. I work in Detroit. I walk around the corner from the airport.
What?
But I'm still trying to come for a couple hours and then come on back home.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Lee, how you doing?
What's up, Eddie?
Hey, man.
Where Big Eddie goes? The Chuck?
Yeah, there? Man. I'm right here. I'm back.
Oh, okay.
You coming out to Markel?
Yeah, I'll be there. Probably
okay.
Late afternoon.
Yep.
When it's hot. It. You know what? Don't get jacked up.
I don't know where that stuff at, Louie. Cal City, what's happening with you, man?
Nothing much. Nothing at all, Eddie. How you doing?
I see you out there tomorrow. I'm good, man. You ain't going to have your car, is you?
No. Ain't doing no drag radio prep, I
think. Yeah. Is everything prep?
No, it can't be. You can't have the best of both worlds.
What you mean it can't be, man? They do it all the time.
No, they don't. If you go to a drag radio prep track, some slick cars, very few slick cars can get down it. But you can't go to a slick prep track with a drag radio car. And you can do your best to tune it to get down it, but most cases, it ain't going to happen.
I understand, man.
I told my car once last year already.
Yeah, I know. I see you just about ready to put it back together. I don't know if you'll finish it, but I see you had it all painted up apart.
Yeah, it's. I still got a little bit ways to go, but it's back together. Two odds and ends I got to do.
They say them ET brackets give you the best of both worlds.
They can say what they want.
They say it work like a slick and it work on the radio track.
No, Eddie. Well, they can say what they want.
I'm just asking. No, I don't know.
No.
They say them suckers don't work good.
I ain't seen some cars get down, Eddie. You know, a couple guys that got down there with radio tires, but I'm not willing to do it myself. That's all.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You know, I live up north, so we ain't got no pure radio prep tracks, and I ain't gonna be able to do all the traveling y'all guys doing. So I gotta take it like it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. That's a part of the, what do you call it, pro, you got cons, pros and cons of that's the bad part about it, Eddie. I got to travel. Oh, man. So it's shaping up to look like it look like it's going to be some good weather, Eddie. Eddie disappear?
Eddie must be doing multiple choices today.
Eddie's supposed to be hyping up tomorrow's show.
Shit, Eddie say he don't know what to hype. I know it should be about 10 or 12 good grudge racers getting off.
Yeah, it should. I mean, they got some good weather. And
yeah.
Everything. Unlike last year, they and much better surface this year.
Yep.
Block, 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 block.
Let's see here. Must be out playing around tonight, kid.
Yeah.
Must be some street racing going on or something.
Yeah, probably so.
I'm back. Damn, I gotta hang out there, Ghost Gone. Yeah, there ain't another lineup.
Yeah, man.
Where everybody at? Eddie, how's street racing?
Uh-oh, I got a hand up. Let me bring this open and say mic here. Oh, that's Big Mark. He must have fell off.
Don't
you talk, Mark. I mean, you had to come off mute on speaker. Oh, shit. They cut that out before that boy from Texas hit that shit.
Oh, Lord, that much. I got to be ready to wake up in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Ready?
Yeah, leave my daughter. Daughter took my baby to Texas, man.
Oh, man.
My daughter took my baby to Texas. Yeah, man. I ain't got no babies here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She bought one of them little bulldogs. What's the name of that little dog, Louis? Louis. What's the name of the little bulldog? I ain't no American bulldog. That's the one with short legs. Yeah, but it's a certain kind. I forget the name of it. It's one with short legs. And Huh? It might be English Bulldog. My granddaughter got a bed that sit off the floor about 2 inches. That little motherfucker couldn't get on the bed, so she put the dog on the bed. And then got the dog turned around and jumped off the bed and started rolling like a cartoon. That motherfucker couldn't even sit on the seat. He jumping around and shit. They don't name the dog Biggie. Yeah, man. Hey, y'all, shit. What we going to do, man? We going to just get everything together. Everybody going to try to meet up tomorrow at the track. And all you radio boys, all you radio time boys, y'all keep on traveling. So we going to do some racing up here tomorrow. Y'all going to wish y'all had some slick. Big Ma, where you at, Big Ma?
I'm back, Eddie. Eddie.
What's up, Leon? Yeah.
Oh, Leon fell off and hit me off one. Dropped off the top. What up? What's going on?
I ain't nothing too much, man. Ain't nothing too much.
What? Everybody quiet. It's some people out testing their cars tonight.
I know it. It was our last night testing.
They're at the track.
Come on,
man. The bus down at the track tonight testing.
Yeah.
But now, they testing those tires, those slicks, the radio.
Yeah.
See what works for them. I think
that's
tomorrow,
right. That's right.
It's supposed to be. It don't matter what time you got on that damn thing.
I swear. Yes,
sir. No, that with that heat.
And like I was telling people, man.
That heat, you got.
No, I was telling people, shit.
I mean,
from what I've been hearing, man, and I ain't been hearing nothing but stuff good about the shit that 41 learned about how to prep their track. They self now.
People, you know what, Eddie? I'm gonna just say it like this. I don't give a fuck who don't like. People wanna change
right.
Their cars over, and I just sat there down in Darlington and watched John Gotti. It was 93 degrees. They say they don't race in the heat. Every last one of them time, this is 93 degrees. John got it, knocked him off a couple of times, but he had blowed up, tore up a bunch of shit Friday night. I mean, Thursday night. So he went back and tested his car and made that car. When that car was going out on the track, it was still 89 degrees at nighttime. It was still hot. And the damn glue was trying to dry me up. But they still went down and the car still going out. It was fucking 89 degrees. It's all about if you know what you're doing. You can run them down in the heat of the heat or the cool air. You know, but the killer part is putting them radio tires on, it's less racing. It stops you from racing. When you used to race, you do less racing. But you can't do nothing. You got to look for a place where the motherfucker got some glue at. And the glue don't always work. Because I watched the motherfuckers couldn't even get down the track because it was so hot. At night, they said the glue was just coming. So you have to turn your car down and make it best for best for you. But I do know this much.
That's right.
That's why the races just fell off. So when you go to a radio time, you got to wait till you wait on the event. John Gotti just proved the point.
That's right.
It was 89 degrees. At 93, that bubble was trying to get out of there. He was all of them. I watched all of them. You look at my live feed. It was 93 degrees. So, I mean, you got to learn your shit. When it comes to it, you got to learn your own shit. You got to learn how to get the car down the track at the end of the day.
you ain't gonna always go fast down the track because everybody can't go faster. You know, to win a race, the fast, you ain't, could you go fast? I mean, you win the fucking race. But yeah, when the night cools down, the track do get a little better.
One thing I do know, I ain't got a whole lot of money to be buying no 2-3 sets of shocks, no 2-3 sets of tires. I live in the Midwest. I ain't gonna be traveling every time I want to race, so I gotta have my car set up for 41. I gotta have my car set up for the Grove, Byron. Shit like that. I can't worry about going out of town. And if I go out of town, then I try to adjust it at that point every now and then. But my car mostly going to be set up for here.
Well, I won't be able to go anywhere.
Some people, man,
first
they
of
like
all, I got to learn my car. When I learn my car, I know how to get it down the track. You know, he knows the radio. Because I don't want to have the track on the radio on the 33. So, yeah, I didn't go as fast as I wanted to go, but I got down it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got down it.
Sir.
I just still don't get back.
Yeah. So I ain't going to worry about it. But I sure ain't going to handicap myself. I can't race at home because I got radios. I ain't gonna handicap myself like that. Well, I got to, like you said, wait for an event or go to a radio track somewhere where I know they gonna have the Don Juan and prepping for radios and all that. Nah.
I'm not gonna spend no fucking $100,000 no fucking car and wait for a fucking event. I'll be ready to run a motherfucking anytime, any fucking day. I ain't gonna spend no money in that mindset around and wait till. Got to drive 14 hours to go to the goddamn race.
All right.
And you can feel, you know, it's a whole truck.
I ain't got it like that.
No, I ain't going to do that yet.
You can feel what, the wet?
No, just wipe it down.
Oh, it's wet.
No, I ain't going to do that, Eddie. I got to go everywhere.
Yeah.
If I want to go to a radio track, I do know how to go down a radio track on the split. And if I can't learn how to tune it, fuck it.
Yeah.
Ain't no fun spending that money.
You
see, looking at that time come
out.
Oh, well, I got to go with Trigger Man and have a race. Oh, I went to Trigger Man. You got to drive 14, 15 hours.
Yeah,
to the motor.
Hey, Leon, that kit, I found it. That's the kit I had bought. I can't find. I sent it to you. I got to buy another one. No, I didn't find the kit. I just found it online. My order. I sent the order to you to show you which kit I had. And it sure enough got the filter in there. Yeah, it's somewhere around here, man. That's all right, y'all, we might as well turn this one in, man. Everybody meet up tomorrow at the track and enjoy yourself. Hey, what time the track open tomorrow, Leon? About 10?
I don't know, Eddie. I'm going to be there early if I can get me a good spot. That's all. Because I'm bringing all my shit with me, bringing all my shirts and stuff, and I'm going to cook and enjoy myself and hopefully I can win some money off them tires of mine.
Yeah, I know that's right.
So I don't know. I'll be there early. I'm going to be there early. I get there early. Stop and sit out and eat me a good breakfast and come on in.
Yeah, I hope I can give me a decent slot tomorrow. I'm going to try to get there early, too. The only thing I got to load up is that golf cart.
Like I say, I want to know if I can get a free slice of German chocolate cake with the purchase of my T-shirt.
Sound like you talking to you, Leon.
What you say, Eddie?
Mark said something to you.
What? Can you hear me, Leon?
Yeah.
What you say?
I said, I just want to know if I get a free slice of German chocolate cake with the purchase of my t-shirt.
No, Mark, I don't know about no cake unless you don't eat Lee cake. I don't know. I'm debating if I'm going to pick me a cake to bring with me tomorrow. I still got to go to the store and get some shit for that cooler and all that old good stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, my man. I know what you're saying.
I don't know. I'm going to see how I feel tonight. See how I feel when I get done. I just want to make sure I don't forget nothing because it's going to be hot, so I'm going to have a cool trailer. I don't care about
what,
though. Fuck, we've been waiting on this thing.
Well, if you do make one, I'm going to need some consideration.
I'm going to make a German chocolate if I make one.
That's my personal favorite.
If I make one, that's what I'm going to make.
There you go.
Boy,
you ain't making no cake tonight.
Watch it. See, and I make one. Once I get done with this, I just have to go wash my truck off of the dirty. I wash shit off. I ain't got to look so dirty going out of the road. I ain't got no new truck. I got old truck. So you got to keep it looking good. Keep it looking good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What time is the gate opening tomorrow?
Hey, Don, how you doing?
That's the same question I just asked, Ma.
I think I saw 10 o'clock. I think I saw 10 o'clock, Mark.
Okay. Try to get there early and get me a good spot. We'll get up and try one more time in the morning, see if I can grab a U-Haul early. If I can't get one, I'm coming without. I wasn't locked in with nobody anyway, so ain't no big deal.
I thought you was locked in with the Trans Am boy.
No, he never got his trance in his car. He didn't finish his car.
Oh.
Yeah, me and him were going to have a best 2 out of 3 had he got his car together, but, hey, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
Unless I catch Cadillac better not come out there in that goddamn SS with them 20s on there. I'm going to peel his cap back.
No, don't worry.
Man, I've been meaning to call Cadillac back and see some
games. Your chance of catching the lottery. Your chance of catching the lottery and winning $1 million, goddamn it. Cadillac coming out there.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor.
I'm sitting on my trans brake, waiting on my light to move.
On the motor. On the motor.
Pow. There I go, baby, and I'm in the groove.
On the motor. On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
On the motor. On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Attention. Attention. That is all.
Oh, man. Y'all play too much.
Yes, sir. Anybody else got something they want to say for tomorrow? Put out a plug so they can find you. Tell them what you're going to be doing tomorrow. Lee, if you're doing your cooking tomorrow,
let them know. Let them know come looking for you, man. You know, and so they can come looking. Everybody go and put their plug in. We got somebody that ain't on mute. Where that Lee, you gone? You still that Lee? Somebody sound like they washing their car at the car wash.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's Leon washing his truck. I think it's Leon at the car wash, kid. Yeah, kid. Well, I'll see you at the track tomorrow, kid. And,
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, everybody. Yep. Everybody, we're going to get on out of here. I hope to see all y'all at the track tomorrow.
Yep. Hi, Daddy. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, kid.